From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our program. It's nice to have your company once more around God's Word. In a moment, I will be taking up our study of Mark chapter 14, the verses 12 to 21, where we left off last week. You will remember that we had entitled our study in these verses, A Sad Announcement at the Last Passover. But before we come to those verses, let's have a hymn from the Free Presbyterian Youth Choir, and it's entitled Man of Sorrows. Very appropriate considering just where we have reached in our Bible study. The cross is drawing very near for the Saviour. Let me mention our program tonight just before I play that hymn. It's at 9 o'clock. I will be continuing our study of Ephesians chapter 5 and the verse 15, and that study is entitled The Christian on a Tightrope. I will also play another extract from a sermon I preached a little while ago and which I am offering free to our listeners. The offer has proved very popular and I have been kept busy sending out copies of the sermon. It's entitled A Biblical Answer to a Blasphemous Question. The subject was prompted by the recent foul murders of the two little girls in England, Holly and Jessica. But let's have the hymn we mentioned, sung for us by the Free Presbyterian Youth Choir, Man of Sorrows.
Thank you.
Returning to Mark chapter 14, we've been looking at the verses 12 to 21, where the Savior gathered with his disciples for that last Passover. We'll take up our reading at the verse 17. And in the evening he cometh with the 12, and as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. May God bless this reading of his precious word. How sad was this occasion for the Savior. This was the last supper that he would have with his disciples before he went to his death at the cross. To add to the sorrow of the occasion, he had to tell them one of them would actually betray him into the hands of his enemies. This information produced sorrow amongst his disciples. In verse 19 we read, They began to be sorrowful, and say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? The Lord Jesus answered this question. Look at verse 20. And he answered them and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. First of all, how close the betrayer was to Christ. Judas is here spoken of as one which eateth with Christ. Verse 18. He was one of the 12. Verse 19. In verse 18 the Savior said, One of you, one of you. Judas was close to Christ physically on this occasion. He shared a dish with the Savior. In other words, he was within arm's reach of the Lord Jesus at that table. Now there was not just one dish. Otherwise, all of the 12 would have dipped into it with Christ, and so the identity of the betrayer would still have been a mystery. No, there was only one who dipped into the dish that the Lord Jesus used. How close Judas was to Christ, within arm's length, and yet he was the betrayer. To the last, the betrayer maintained his pretense. He had done a deal with the priests. The plan was laid. He was scheming, even as he sat at the table, how he might betray Christ. Remember what we read already and studied in the verse 11. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. He was looking for an opportunity to earn his 30 pieces of silver. He was ever on the lookout for that chance, even as he sat at the table. His scheming mind was occupied with the 30 pieces of silver. Yet all the while he was apparently still a disciple. Is it not truly amazing how deceitful the human heart is? Perhaps we feel that what Judas did was uncommonly devious. But was it? How many gather around the communion table and who rise from it to go out into the world to betray the Savior whom they supposedly honored as they sat around the communion table? They rise from that table to go forth to defy the Savior's law and to blaspheme his name and to dishonor his day and to mock his gospel. Judas is not so dreadfully wicked as not to have his equals around us still today. How merciful was the Savior! Judas was told 3 times of the sinfulness of what he planned to do. Verses 18, 20, and 21 contain warnings. Judas could never complain of not having been told of the evil of his doing. He felt the tender touch of Christ before he betrayed him. He dipped his hand in the dish with Christ, and doubtless their hands touched. The hand of Christ had power to dash Judas down into hell immediately. And who is there that could disagree that he already deserved such treatment. Instead, the Lord Jesus was gentle and kind toward the traitor and warned him of his folly. He was told plainly of the consequences of his action. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he'd never been born. Verse 21. None shall ever be able to claim they went to hell unwarned of the error of their ways. The whole human race is aware of its sinfulness. Even those nations and races that have long ago turned their back on the gospel so that its light no longer shines amongst them, there abides yet within their breast an awareness of the offence that sin is to the God of heaven and of their own deservedness of hell. There is no crime like the betrayal of Christ. It is a crime of infamy. Judas has lent his name to the worst form of treachery. Judas lives on amongst men as a byword for a traitor. Christ is yet sold to his enemies for a few pieces of silver. Governments betray him and overturn his laws for the silver of popularity at the polls. Businessmen betray him for the silver their tills will harvest through Sabbath trading. Men and women generally betray him for the silver of sin's temporary pleasures. The spirit of Judas moves amongst us still and is at work in many a heart, even as I preach God's word. Betray him, it says. Do not side with him, but sell him to his enemies, and enjoy the fruits of that sale. But to those of you who are tempted, hear again the words of Christ. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Blessed is the one who sides with Christ, stands with Christ, who suffers, if needs be, with Christ. For they shall eternally share heaven and glory with Christ. In Romans chapter 8 and the verse 17 we read, And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And in James chapter 1, verse 12, we read similar words that links our standing for Christ with our sharing heaven and the crown of glory with Christ. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 1 and 12. Be not as a Judas, but stand up. Stand up for Jesus. God bless you. Don't forget to send for that sermon tape. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.